We take it for granted that Sfiras HaOmer begins over the course of Pesach. Sefer Chinuch explains that we don't begin Sfiras HaOmer. The first night of Pesach, we want to devote that first night solely and entirely to focusing on Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we take it for granted that the second night of Pesach, Min HaTorah, the first night of Chol Moed Pesach, the night after the Seder, is the night that we ought to have been busy with Ketzira Sa'omer, is preparing for the Korban Omer. It's brought the first morning of Chol Moed Pesach, and concurrently, the first night of Chol Moed Pesach is the night that we begin together with the Ketzira Sa'omer, the Sfira Sa'omer. The truth is, though, that it's a strange description that the Torah gives. Sfira Sa'omer is, it's clear in Chumash that Sfira Sa'omer is meant to be a hachana for Shavuos. As a matter of fact, Mikra Adin, Shavuos doesn't have to necessarily be on the 6th of Sivan, until 16 centuries or so ago, back in the days when the Sanhedrin was deciding live month by month on the Kiddush HaChodesh. So Shavuos, as we know, was not necessarily on the 6th of Sivan, in a year that Nisan had only 29 days, or a year that Iyar had 30 days. So Shavuos could end up being the 5th or the 7th of Sivan. It's not tied to a date. Shavuos is tied to Sfiras HaOmer. Night 50 is meant to be Shavuos. Sfiras HaOmer is all about preparing for Shavuos. So it seems almost like an Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha. You would expect that when after Pesach is over, we're done celebrating Tzias Mitzrayim, then we can begin to prepare for the next Yom Tov, for the Yom Tov of Matan Torah. So it's an odd thing. We're used to it, but it's an odd phenomenon that the Torah describes. We just got started with Yom Tov of Pesach, we're already busy, you know, preparing for the next Yom Tov. The kid who's, you know, still busy unwrapping this present, already asking what his next present is. So let's focus on the Yom Tov of Pesach, and let's celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf. Shvi Shal Pesach was the Gemar of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's when Yetzias Mitzrayim was made permanent. Once the military might of the Mitzrayim was eliminated, the Jews knew that their freedom was permanent. And then when we're done with that, let's begin to look for only afterwards. Let's begin to prepare for the next Yom Tov from Mamon Har Sinai. It's even stranger in that not only does Matan Torah appear to make an incursion over the course of Chol Hamoed, even that first night, and Sefer Chinuch said, we're called Kulo Focus Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Gemara says that Shavuos gets almost equal billing. The Mishnah says in Maseches Pesachim, the last parak, which is dedicated to the Seder, Kuf Tezayin, the Mishnah is describing the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of the features of this telling of the story, the Mishnah tells us, is a Maslul Benus Mitzrayim B'Shavach. It needs to be a dramatic contrast. You can't just say Kadosh Baruch Hu set us free. You got to give the before and after. So where do we give the before and after? This is an odd machlokas amoron. The Gemara says, one amora says that it's avadim ayinu vayotzienu, which seems like a very straightforward masdav nus v'sayim v'shavach, the before and after the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then there's the other opinion, which is mitchila ode v'ruzar ha'avaseinu v'yachshav keravam ha'makam v'avodasa, which sounds more like Sipur Matan Torah than Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Seems like mitchila would be very appropriate for Shavuos. You're left scratching your head. Well, it sounds like the Gemara is saying it didn't daraisa. Machlokas whether the Iker Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is about Yetzias, about Pesach or about Shavuos. Strange. And the truth is that further on, Piyut of Dayenu really gives us way more than just Yetzias Mitzrayim. You hear about the Makas, you hear about Kriyas Yam Suf, you hear about Mamon Har Sinai, you hear about Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us in the Midbar all the way till we get to Eretz Yisrael to Beis HaMikdash. Something's going on. So the Ramban has a comment in Parshas Emor. He points out that just as in Tishrei you have a day of Yom Tov Sukkot, you have 6 days of Chol Hamoed, and that leads you, that connects the Yom Tov, first day of Yom Tov, to Shmini. So Shmini Atzeres, the Ramban says, in parallel, on the other end of the calendar, in springtime, you have a week of Pesach, followed by approximately 6 more weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, which then culminates with Shavuos, after that 7th, the beginning of the 8th week. So it seems to imply that Sfiras HaOmer is some sort of Chol Hamoed, are tying together Pesach on the one end and Shavuos on the other end, almost as though they're Pesach and Shavuos together is some larger mega yontif. Which probably means that we don't see Pesach as a story in of itself. We see Pesach, the political chayrus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us, that Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that story was completed at Kriyas Yamsuf, that was a means to a larger end. The political chaos was given to us in order to enable us to, a month and a half later, be prepared to accept the spiritual chaos, in the ben cholim yishalos the Torah, to accept the spiritual chaos of Matan Torah, of Bris Sinai, of Torah Mitzvahs. That may also, if Schefter suggests, based on a comment of the Bris Kerav, that may also be what the Amoraim are debating in Kuf Tezayin. Everyone agrees that what happened in Pesach was Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the goal thereof was to enable us to ultimately come to Mamon Har Sinai. And the question is, so which were we meant to focus on during the Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim? Should the Masechta of Nusach Mitzrayim HaShemach be about the Pesach story itself, or about the end goal, the ultimate purpose of the Pesach story? The Pita Dayenu, that's probably an even bigger picture. The Pita Dayenu, looking at my father's, my father is a Malbim Haggadah. So the Malbim describes the Piyut of Dayenu as a preparation for Halloween. Near the end of the telling of the story, about to pivot from the storytelling to the consequent Thanksgiving, the Halloween that follows the Sipur, so he says the Piyut of Dayenu is meant to already stoke us to give thanks, to recognize how much there is for us to be thankful about. So in the context of Dayenu, there already we're probably sketching out the entire blueprint of the Bris Ben Absarim, putting all the pieces together. There was a Mamon Har Sinai, there was a Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then there was a Makos, Dan Anochi. There's the Rechush Gadol, both of the physical Rechush Gadol, the money that they got, as well as the spiritual Rechush Gadol of Mamon Har Sinai. And then the whole story of Bris Ben Absarim leads us to becoming the Am Segula who get Eretz Yisrael. That's the blueprint for the entire rest of the story of Chumash. And that's fully unpacked and laid out step by step in the Dayenu. But more specifically, Sfiras HaOmer and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim focuses us specifically on the connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and its relationship to a setup towards an enabler of Mamon Har Sinai. And then we begin to understand why it is that the Sfiras HaOmer really could have begun Leil HaSeder, and Rav Moshe decided to give it the one day delay, but Pesach, it's not unrelated, it's not Eima Avon Simcha Adrava. The story of Pesach is meant to lead into the story of Shavuos. And we'll close with the following. If this is correct, so it gives us a little bit of insight perhaps into what it is we're meant to worry. We hear often about working ourselves over the course of Sfiras HaOmer. So, what's the focus? We can work on ourselves, and we also work on ourselves every day of the year. What's the specific flavor? What's the specific avodah of Sfiras HaOmer? So if this analysis is correct, so I think one of the themes that's specific to Sfira is what the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos capture is the process of noticing what resources HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me and figuring out how to put them to use. Because the original Sfiras HaOmer was the Jews moving from passively receiving political freedom into getting ready to put it to use and invest it in accepting the Torah. So perhaps it's part of what we're meant to recreate and tap into every single year during these weeks, is taking stock of what has HaKadosh Baruch Hu given me, what are the resources, what's the hand of cards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dealt me, and how am I meant to use them to further my avodas Hashem.